There are many in life who are fortunate enough to work in a family business, to learn from their parents, and then make their own marks. When your family business is professional sports and you're learning from one of the best ever to build a team, the results are something special.
Well, there wouldn't be an AFL without Lamar Hunt and his vision for pro football. He was an innovator. He was a man that challenged the status quo. And he created a great league that went on to merge with the NFL and created the Super Bowl from that. So I believe that pro football would not have happened the way it's happened without Lamar Hunt's vision.
A few years after Lamar Hunt brought his startup football team to Kansas City, he and his wife Norma welcomed Clark Noble Hunt to the family. And from the earliest days, Clark shared his father's love of sports and the Chiefs.
Going back to when I first came here to Kansas City, I remember going out there and punting balls at William Jewell College, and the guy who was shagging my balls was Clark Hunt, who is now the CEO of the Chiefs. So it's really been a special relationship for me.
Clark's involvement with the team grew through the years, and for two decades he worked side by side with his father, watching and shaping his own leadership style, fueled by his fiercely competitive nature. Over the last several years, Clark has emerged as a leading voice in the National Football League.
Well, Clark has taken over from his father. He's obviously set his own path, but he has gotten an incredible amount of respect from his fellow owners and from Commissioner and from others. I believe that Clark is thoughtful, smart, always keeps the fans' perspective. He's hands-on. The Chiefs are fortunate to have had great ownership for five decades, going on six. And Clark is going to carry that forward. He is an outstanding owner for the NFL and an outstanding owner for the Chiefs fans.
Mindful of the legacy he stewards, Clark Hunt has a relentless focus on returning championship football to Kansas City. In January 2013, Hunt ushered in a new era of Chiefs leadership, hiring head coach Andy Reid and general manager John Dorsey. Back at Arrowhead Stadium, red tops, red pants, red alert, red Sunday. Smith takes the shotgun snap. He's got time. Unloads it down the field. Avery wide open. He throws it left to Charles. Gets to the sideline and up the sideline. 35-30. Touchdown. There's a pressure. Oh, he's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Chiefs. Lock it down. And the celebration begins at Arrowhead. The Chiefs' kingdom is back.
How about those Chiefs, baby?
Under Clark Hunt's leadership, Chiefs fans can be assured that they will be proud to call Kansas City the home of the Chiefs.